Earth, sky.
Basic research that NASA does is incorporated into the production of better forecasts for a variety of different aviation hazards, whether it's icing or turbulence or thunderstorms. And then that information is issued by the Weather Service in the forms of different types of advisories or warnings. It's that information that's used by the airlines to most effectively route their aircraft.
You're listening to senior atmospheric scientist John Murray, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Murray is Deputy Program Manager of Weather Applications for NASA's Applied Sciences Program. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about how NASA uses weather satellites in space to improve flight safety of both jetliners and smaller aircraft here on Earth.
Dr. Murray, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
People listening right now might not be familiar with the fact that NASA scientists work on ways to improve air travel, you know, for millions of people in the U.S. who fly each year. How does NASA's Applied Sciences Program improve air travel?
Okay, well, the Applied Sciences Program, we develop applications for Earth orbiting satellites that NASA has flown over the past decade or more. And these applications are used to better understand clouds, aerosols, atmospheric chemistry, different things that affect the weather and the climate. We use Earth-observing satellites, as I had mentioned before, to study cloud properties. That's important because the satellite is able to tell us over a very large area just exactly what's happening within clouds that scientists need to study in order to better forecast the weather and to better understand the climate. By that, what I mean are cloud properties such as the actual composition of the clouds, whether or not they're ice clouds, gaseous clouds, liquid water clouds, what the temperature of those clouds are, just exactly what the physical processes are that are going on within those clouds.
What are some of the biggest weather-related problems that impact flying, and what can and is being done about them? I mean, you can't really change the weather, right?
When we woke up this morning, everybody on the East Coast noticed that the Northeast is probably experiencing, I think it's the third, if not the fourth, fairly large winter storm, which has brought the tri-state area pretty much to a standstill as far as air travel is concerned, in many cases at least. And it just so happens that, convective weather or thunderstorms during the summer and then these strong winter storms during the winter, they're the primary cause for delays and for cancellations of flights. So one of our big challenges is and has been and it will continue to be just to try to improve some of these convective weather forecasts, have a better understanding of just exactly what the physics are within convective clouds, how they tend to grow, and why some convective clouds will grow and others don't, even though conditions, for all purposes, may look very much the same. Satellites can give us some insights that show that that really necessarily isn't the case. And so we've been developing a number of applications for convective weather and for strong winter storms using satellite data to try to address these problems. And these new applications, we've been working in close coordination with the Weather Service and the FAA, actually, so that they can be incorporated directly into the forecast products, directly into the weather models that generate the forecast products. We've done a number of demonstration products that's shown that by incorporating satellite-based applications into convective weather forecasts, you can make significant improvements in the intensity of the forecast, the actual location of the thunderstorms, the heavy precipitation, and other factors that are normally associated with strong storms.
Right, and we've been talking about, I guess, how to use images that are collected from space of our atmosphere to help pilots and just to make flying safer. And the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is calling for a transformation of the entire air transportation system of the United States in order to modernize it. And it's called Next Gen. And I'm hoping you could tell us more about that. What is Next Gen and how is NASA's Applied Sciences Program involved in it?
Next Gen is the next generation air transportation system. It basically came out of the Department of Transportation in 2003. And a number of agencies, Department of Transportation and Commerce and NASA, DOD, Department of Homeland Security, and others, along with the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, they were asked to try to address the problem that the demand for airspace system capacity was rapidly outgrowing the nation's ability to meet that demand. The idea behind NextGen essentially is that we're going to need to accommodate much higher capacity. That's going to mean that we're going to have to begin to be able to increase the density of operations in the airspace. In other words, we're going to have to put more planes in smaller areas. Well, you can imagine, the system is basically, at this point, operating right near its capacity. You know, we proved that today with the winter storms. If you have any kind of disruption whatsoever, that just cascades through the system, and you lose the ability to meet the demands on the system. So if you were to double or triple the number of airplanes that need to occupy that same airspace, you can see what the problem would be. So NASA, as part of this team, and specifically the NASA Applied Sciences Program, is helping to improve weather information that we have and really to develop a new next-gen weather system so that we'll be able to more precisely locate all of the aviation hazards that exist, and we'll be able to safely be able to operate aircraft in higher density airspace. In other words, we'll be able to put airplanes a lot closer together. So we'll need significantly better information than we have now on weather in terms of the location of storms, you know, where the actual hazard areas are, and what the restrictions are that are placed on the airspace system because of those hazards. It is a fairly complex problem that we're trying to solve. But NASA's role through the Applied Science Program is to try to ensure that we have the best information on convective weather and icing, turbulence, and other types of aviation hazards so that next gen will be possible.
You've been listening to John Murray of NASA. Our thanks today to NASA's Applied Sciences Program, working to discover and demonstrate innovative uses and benefits of NASA Earth Science data and technology. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.